If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hello, I'm Lily. I'm a content creator at bbcgardenersworld.com and I love growing from seed on my balcony in West London. Although I do have a few pots of perennials that provide interest year after year, I also love to grow a variety of plants from seed. It can be a challenge to decide what to grow. I've only got limited pots to fill and I've got even less propagation space. The living room floor has its limits and my partner's not keen on seedlings covering the entire flat. One of my staples to grow is the sunflower, or to give it its botanical name, Helianthus annus. It's easy to grow, which is a perk when you have limited time but want beautiful results. It's also fun to see if this is the year they'll finally be tall enough to pop up at the balcony on the floor above. This is a bit optimistic for pot-grown sunflowers, but it's good to be ambitious. During the lockdown, I wanted to grow plants that would peer over the sides of the balcony. I wanted to give people something to spot on their daily walks, and sunflowers were an ideal choice to bring a bit of brightness to this urban environment. This year, I'm growing sunflower Red Sun, which was free with the April subscriber edition of the magazine. I haven't grown many sunflowers that stray away from the bright yellow blooms that so many varieties have. This one should treat me with red flowers for a change. I sowed the seeds a few weeks ago. I've already got seedlings that are about 20 centimetres high. I can't really remember not growing sunflowers. It's one of those plants that got me into growing from seed and definitely sparked my love of growing, as is probably the case for so many of us. So when I was a child, my dad had a strict blue and white garden colour scheme. He was obviously taken by the many blue colour schemes of the TV show Ground Force at the time. But he did make one concession for me to grow my yearly sunflowers in my little patch of the garden, where the colour scheme went out the window as I was taken in by the variety of colours of plants in the garden centre. I have really fond memories of my dad and I growing sunflowers. We would try and see how tall we could get them to go. We'd have competitions with neighbours in the summer, whether they knew it or not. We'd love to see whose sunflowers we could spot peering over the fences and whether ours was beating it or not. I also have vague memories of a Blue Peter competition. I can't find any proof, and I didn't win an elusive Blue Peter badge. But if you're a fellow 90s kid and a big Blue Peter fan, you'll have to let me know. It's a brilliant plant to encourage children to grow and to encourage them to catch the gardening bug early on, and it certainly worked for me. It can be a challenge to get the desired height when growing in pots. So if you're lucky enough to have a garden, it's best to grow them in the ground. Because of how sheltered my balcony is, I tend to sow the seeds straight into the pot they will grow in throughout the season, and I'd sow them in early to mid-April. This has always worked for me, and it's incredibly rare to get any frost on the balcony. I think it's only happened once in 8 years of living here. In a garden, it's advisable to sow seeds in April or May in 10cm pots of peat-free compost, and to plant them out into your garden when all risk of frost has passed. You want to keep them well watered and stake the plants with a bamboo cane or something like that. They will need support as they grow. Watch out for slugs and snails. They can cause damage to young seedlings. And would you believe I have to watch out for snails on my fourth floor balcony? A feed of tomato feed just before flowering will be beneficial, and do make sure they don't dry out. If the sunflower gets taller than the shelter provided by the sides of my balcony, they can get a little buffeted by the wind. So I always support them and hope we have no gales. When your sunflowers have finished flowering, you can leave the flower heads on the plants for the birds that will eat the seeds. Or you can harvest them to eat yourself. Just make sure you remove the tough outer seed coat first. Or you can save the seed to grow the following year. Just store it in a paper envelope and keep in a dry spot. I tend to leave mine for the birds, as it's always a treat to have wildlife visiting the balcony.
Thanks for listening to Sew Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.